Hell Eagles fans, Chris McPherson and Bo Wolf here at training camp as we're presenting to you individual drills, quarterbacks throwing to the tight ends.
I'm Bo Wolf.
Yes, he is.
Mark Sanchez to Blake Annan. The cannon Blake Annan there drops it. It's the first pass I've ever seen Blake Annan drop.
So let's go
the undrafted rookie out of Cincinnati.
Yes, trying to be the next Cincinnati Bearcats to join the likes of Brent Celek at the tight end position and many other Cincinnati players in the Eagles roster. There's Nick Foles with the ball to Brent Celek. The two have established nice chemistry. Definitely a rapport that's built throughout the spring.
Mark Sanchez to James Casey there. That was the, I believe, the combination yesterday that created the Long John Silver catch of the day when James Casey had a nice one-handed grab.
Certainly, Matt Barkley gains to Emil Iguanagu, getting himself in the action. And then there we see Trey Burton, the Swiss Army knife from the University of Florida, rookie free agent, making the grab.
Burton's is going to be an interesting player to watch, I think, throughout training camp in the preseason. Very, very feisty, very good athlete. And I think if the Eagles see something there, there's a chance for him to maybe sneak on as a fourth tight end or as a practice squad guy.
So it'll be interesting to see how they view him and see how he develops throughout the course of the preseason. But the Eagles, very, very stacked at the top of the depth chart there with Brent Celek, Zach Ertz, and James Casey all coming back here this season.
Here comes Matt Barkley getting the snap.
Along with Nick Foles. So Foles to Iguanagu.
Barkley to Celek. C-Mac, who do you think has more catches this year, Brent Celek or Zach Ertz?
I will say right now I lean towards Brent Celek simply because of the fact that with his ability to play in the blocking downs, that he'll be able to provide that versatility. I think everyone's expecting a huge jump from Zach Ertz, and certainly he could definitely be a weapon, especially I think in the deep part of the field, inside the 30-yard line. I think he's going to be a go-to guy for Nick Foles this season. But with still so many offensive weapons surrounding Foles, I'm having a hard time trying to figure out how much more that he'll be able to deliver from a statistical standpoint this season. So
yeah, I think Celek will be on the field more just because he is that better blocker. I would guess that Ertz will have a few more catches just because that's his role. But I think you're right. People are expecting maybe a big fantasy year from Zach Ertz. I think Zach Ertz is an emerging player, but
agreed.
I think he's probably a better player than he is a fantasy guy just because, as you said, Nick Foles spreads the ball out so much on this offense. Zach Ertz is never going to be the number one guy.
Certainly.
You look at his production last season and compare it to other rookie tight ends over the last 10 years, it stands up really with the best of them. Rookie tight ends don't usually provide that much, and he did more so than other guys.
But still, at the same time, I think people are talking about 60, 70 receptions. I could see him being good when it comes to touchdowns because, again,
sure.
I think he will be a red zone target for the Eagles this season. I think that's where he could be the most effective. But he does have the ability to stretch the field as well. I still have a hard time seeing monster production out of the second-year player.
Yeah, I think we agree there. And now let's take a look at the wide receivers now. This is just working on timing stuff. This is not necessarily an up-tempo drill here. But
no.
Working on timing and just the connection between the quarterbacks and receivers here.
Certainly. That's one of the things that I want to see as training camp evolves here in the next few weeks is how is the chemistry with guys like Mark Sanchez, Matt Barkley, how does a rapport with the receivers, you know, Sanchez coming in, learning the new offense. A lot of people viewing practice trying to see how quickly he can pick up the offense. It takes time. It takes time for Sanchez to learn the offense, and by all accounts, he's been great in the quarterback room. He's picked up things quickly, but you still need time to develop that relationship with the receiver. So I think that's something that seems to progress quickly, at least in the early part of your training camp, and we'll see how that continues to develop through the course of the summer.
As this wide receiver position looks to replace some of the production gone with DeSean Jackson, obviously all eyes on the return of Jeremy Maclin, Riley Cooper, his second season as a starter. We saw what he could do last year. Everybody's looking at Jordan Matthews and Josh Huff, maybe Matthews stepping in that slot role. But the two guys who I'm sort of keeping an eye on. One is Brad Smith, who not really many people are talking about. He's the starting slot guy right now. Matthews has to overtake him. Versatile guy. Bob McNeil is very familiar with him. Chip Kelly trusts him a lot, obviously, on special teams as well. I think Brad Smith is a guy who is right now firmly on the roster.
Certainly. He's a forgotten man, I think, largely because he came in the middle of last season, had to learn the offense, carved out a niche role on special teams, did have a couple snaps on offense as well. But again, when you're coming in the middle of the season, you're not having the time to learn the foundation, the basics of the offense. You're just getting right into the game plan in a week-in, week-out basis. Now he's had the entire offseason. He's ran with the first team offense throughout the spring and has continued that here in the start of training camp. So nothing is being handed to Jordan Matthews. I know he looked great in the spring and everyone's high on the second round pick, but certainly Brad Smith is not going to give up his job without a fight.
And then much further down the roster, listen, this guy is not going to be an impact player on this team. He's probably not even going to make the roster. But at the end of the roster, when you're looking at guys like Ifeanyi Moma, the one who stands out to me, who had a very good practice yesterday and I think was impressive in the spring, even though it's hard to tell in the spring, Kedron Boone, the undrafted guy out of LSU, didn't get to play a lot at LSU because they were so stacked at wide receiver, but he's fit into this offense well. Bob Bicknell spoke highly of him in the spring as a guy who has taken to the offense very quickly. And listen, at best, he's probably fighting for a practice squad spot. This is for the diehards only. But in preseason, keep an eye on him.
Certainly. And Caron Pratt as well. I know you mentioned Boone there, but Caron Pratt, I think, also is another player to watch. Player out of Rutgers, a rookie free agent. I think he's someone who's opened up some eyes in the spring. I think he'll be someone to check out as well here. So,
are we not giving Jeff Mail enough credit?
No, probably aren't. We probably aren't. Came in last season, had a role in special teams, contributed a little bit on offense. Certainly is a guy that knows Chip Kelly's system from going back to the days at Oregon. Was able to pick things up quickly when he was acquired during training camp last season. So, again, he too, like Brad Smith, had the full offseason now in the system and should have some big things expected of him.
So a lot of storylines to follow at both tight end and receiver throughout preseason and training camp. Bo Wolf and Chris McPherson taking you through a little peek at practice here at the NovaCare Complex.